This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cegie Today. We have a giant show this week. My first guest from, of course, Law & Order, Ice-T will be here. One of the judges on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, Carrie-Anne Inaba. Award-winning actor John Voight will be joining us. And another award-winning actor, Bryan Cranston. Next hour, the president of Johnny Carson Productions, his nephew, Jeff Sotcik, will be here to talk about some great news if you're a Johnny Carson Tonight Show fan. Then Olympic champion Scott Hamilton will be joining us. And we're going to be talking about how to keep up your immune system during these crazy days with Dr. Taz Bahita. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cegie Today. We're going to pause only momentarily when we come back. My first guest this first hour from Law & Order, Ice-T.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Our next guest has been with us in the past. I tell you something, I really enjoy this guy's work. Got a brand new book out called Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Joining us right now is Ice-T. Ice, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, what's happening?
I meant what I said in the introduction. I am a huge fan of yours. Your work on Law & Order episodes, SVU, Detective Finn. I mean, you just do an all-around great job. The last time you and I talked, your wife was with you, Coco.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing something. You know, Coco's staying busy. You know, we're very fortunate.
Well, that's cool. Now, let's talk about this book, Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Ice, and I mean this sincerely, okay? In a day and age, and we were just talking about it, where there's not a lot of mentors out there, you know, a lot of heroes, you turn around and become a hero because you turned your life around from really the lowest point to, you know, look at you now. I mean, this is a story of success in America.
Well, you know, the first part of the book, thank you. I mean, the first part of the book, a lot of people didn't like because they said I was glamorizing the lifestyle, but I was like, that's how it was. And I think for me to show you how deep I was in crime lets you know there was a change. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they say, oh, you know, I was this, I was that. And it really wasn't true. I mean, I was really making a full-time income breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any plans on being over here. In my farthest dreams that I ever think I would be on television. Playing a cop? Are you serious?
Yeah, right after that song? Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the song even came long after I had gotten out of the game, you know? But, you know, the music kind of came along, and I started to write about the life and the music, and then all of a sudden the door opened up for me to be in a movie, New Jack City, and that, I had to play a cop in that one.
Yeah. I guess being close to the police on the other side gives you a good perspective of how they act.
Oh, absolutely. I've had a lot of nights with them and interrogations. I know how to act like a cop. That's not a problem. I've learned firsthand.
See, what I like about this, there's no ice coating, not to use a cliche, but you talk warts and all, man. Uncensored, not afraid. I mean, you just let it go.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's not where you start, it's where you end up. And I mean, my apologies go out, you know, to the early part of my life. That's what I thought. At the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. But as long as I'm not doing it anymore, well, let's, you know, I think America and people out there, they accept that, you know, because everybody's got some dirt. If you go back in everybody's past, there's some dirt they did, you know. I'm just being honest about it.
You know, this should be, and I say this sincerely, this should be a movie, because this will get kids to go to a movie and watch how you turned it around. I mean, and you had a situation that, you know, a lot of people have, but they handle it differently. You lost your parents to heart attacks as a child, so you were kind of out there roaming around on your own with not a lot of guidance.
Absolutely no guidance, but you got to figure it out. And no role models, you know. The role models for me were the drug dealers and the pimps and the players, so that's who I wanted to be, you know. I just had to figure it out, and fortunately I didn't die in the process. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, I think smart people, dumb people learn from experience, smart people learn from others' experiences. So by me laying my experiences out there, maybe people can duck some of those potholes that I luckily didn't hit, and my friends hit. Almost most of my friends are dead.
Yeah.
from that lifestyle. So I've been very blessed. You know, I'm sticking with the good side now. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm not messing up.
But you know, when somebody talks to you about advice, experience, and you know, we've all gone through this. You know, your parents talk to you about it, the teachers talk to you, guidance counsel, all these people. You know, you just sometimes can't imagine that they've experienced the experience that they're trying to pass on to you. When you say it, it's realistic. It's real. I mean, you know, you followed it. You've read about it. You've seen it. And now you see the transformation. I mean, it has an impact vis-a-vis somebody who just says, you know, this is some advice I want to give to you.
Well, that's why I say in the early part of the ICE book, I go in depth. I go into robberies. I go into times when I got robbed. I go into times in depth, so you know it's the truth. You know, if you brush over it, maybe, hey, the guy might be lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I go in, but, hey, you know, it's what it is. And, I mean, I'm as amazed with my life. It's funny. I read the book after we finished it, and I inspired myself. I'm like, damn, you did all that?
You're okay, man.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you pulled it off. So, I mean, deep down inside, I never felt I was a bad guy.
Yeah.
I was just somebody who was just trying to figure their way through life. You know, that's it.
Would somebody be shocked to find out that you did a 4-year stint in the United States Army?
Not anybody who's run into me on the street. You know, I did. I went 4 years, 25th Infantry, Tropic Lightning, Schofield Barracks, humping. I shot 90mm recoilless rifle, tow, dragon, M60, assistant gunner. I did the whole stint. But the funny thing is, well, the sad thing is, I went in to get out of trouble. And then when I came out of the Army, I got right back in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, but now that's why I kind of got a feeling about what happened, because I know the guys that went in there, they were probably like JSOC, the Joint Special Operations Command. Those are the heavy cats in the military. They went and handled their business.
You were so instrumental in creating and bringing to the forefront gangster rap 20 years ago. When you look at it today, are you looking at it like I look at rock and roll music from the 60s and 70s saying, well, you know, they don't make rock and roll like they used to? I mean, do you look at it today and say, this is really good, or they've screwed up my formula?
I just think music now, right now, is pop.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's just pop. Everybody's singing whatever is going to be popular. I don't think that it's lacking a lot of the emotion. There's no Public Enemy. There's no KRS-One. There's no Rage Against the Machine. There's just, you know, everyone's singing what's pop. And I mean, pop music is great. Lady Gaga does that.
But mm-hmm.
Does everybody got to do that? You know, like, if you're not willing, it's kind of like, if you're willing, if you want to make everybody happy, then you're popular. You're singing what's popular. If you rock the boat, if you rock, then you're doing rock. That's how I define rock and roll. It has to rock the boat.
Yep.
And if you're not going to rock the boat, then you're doing pop music. And a lot like, no, you're doing pop.
Yeah.
You haven't said one thing that's rock.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, you know, they even say sometimes to an extent Rihanna's doing some rap. I don't think. I think she's doing pop.
Well, no, you see, rapping is a vocal delivery.
Right.
Anybody can do that. Pink is doing rap. I mean, anyone can rap, but that's not hip-hop. That's not where, you know, I come from. It has to have soul. It has to try to move the crowd. It has to change the way people perceive things. It just can't be, I'm in the club, I got a drink in my hand, I'm partying. That's a rap delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody could do that.
Yeah,
you know,
but you're the pro. I mean, you're the best.
No, I'm going to say something that's going to mess up your day. I'm going to change the way you feel about things.
And Twitter. You are a Twitter. Congratulations. I can't figure the doggone thing out.
Oh, no, I love Twitter. Yeah. I for those out there that are on Twitter, you go to Final Level, FinalLevel. I went on Twitter and somebody was already Ice-T. So I said, okay, you can have it. And it's fun for me because I get to talk to people. I get to post things up, my daily, whatever I'm doing during the day, pictures and stuff. And it's a great thing.
Another great thing is this book. I loved it early. Ice, a memoir of gangster life and redemption from South Central Hollywood. Stories about people like Quentin Tarantino, Tupac, Chris Rock, Flavor Flay, your job as Detective Finn. Yeah, I mean, you're the full package, Ice. You really are.
You know what it is? Bottom line is I think everybody wants to do everything. I think I watch Indy cars, and I'm like, I want to drive that.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the Kentucky Derby. I'm like, I want to ride one of them horses.
Sure.
I think we all, and I'm just somebody who tries it. When the opportunity opens itself, I go for it. You know, so I think I'm living everybody's life. I'm just trying to do everything.
You are doing it right, and I have the book in front of me. It's available in bookstores right now, and I love this picture of you on the front. It's fantastic. That is great. I mean, you look between a cross between a detective and a really nice guy and a tough guy. I mean, there's everything there. I mean, this picture is fantastic.
Thank you, boss.
The pictorial. A lot of times books will be in black and white. All the pictures there are color.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had a colorful life.
Yeah, you had a colorful life. You have you, Coco, and Snoop Dogg at the Comedy Central Rose for a Flavor Flav. Boy, these are great pictures. They really are. It's a great
book. There's even a nude picture of me. Look at the first picture.
Oh, geez.
First page.
You had to do that, huh? Well, hopefully you've grown up since then.
Yeah, that's my baby picture, people. Don't freak out.
Yeah, hopefully you've matured since then. That's your parents, huh? Wow, what a nice couple.
Yeah, that's my parents.
Ice, congratulations with it. And I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back on our show, you're always welcome here. You're one of our favorite guests.
Hey, thank you. And I just want to say shout out to all the people in the armed services that listen to this radio. You know I'm your brother. Y'all stay down. Be safe.
There is a side of Ice-T that you don't see very often. Cool guy and one that you have to admire for everything that he's been through and what he's accomplished. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Thank you.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I'm Ron Sedgy. We're back on the show, live all across the USA and around the world. And I always enjoy when our next guest is with us. She is a delightful lady, a very attractive person, and talented. You've got to be kidding me. This girl's got more talent than you can imagine. Joining us right now, and she does a list of things that are from here to Cleveland. I'm in Orlando, but of course, her venture is Dancing with the Stars. She's one of the co-judges, Carrie Ann Inaba. Hi, Carrie Ann. How are you?
How are you? It's good to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too. I always say that I'm going to play the Holly song, Carrie Ann, and I forget to do that, you know?
Hey,
that?
Carrie Ann, what's your game?
Does anybody know? Well, congratulations on yet another season of Dancing with the Stars, and one that I think is really going to plow in the viewers this time around, Carrie Ann. I really mean that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we started with 16, which is more than we've ever had before. It's a lot of people out there, which means a lot of dancing, which is the way we like it. So I'm having a great time.
You need a radio talk show host out there.
Oh, well, you better. How's your moves?
My moves are great, but I was thinking about Rush Limbaugh.
Oh.
I don't want to get involved. I'll just watch and promote it, okay?
Okay,
let him make the fool out of himself. He's used to that.
I have no comment.
Okay. Well, apparently I do. But okay. Tell us about something that is very, very close to your heart that you're working on, breast cancer. And you had this strike very, very close to home last year, and you're throwing all of your efforts and your talent and your notoriety into awareness. And I think that's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. It means a lot to me that you're allowing me to speak about this. My mom, Patty, was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. So suddenly we were in the middle of breast cancer. And first of all, that I have to do something. You know, you can't stand aside. It's one in every eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And that's a huge, staggering statistic. But there's another statistic that I want everybody to be aware of, which is if it's detected early, the five-year survival rate is 98%.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's huge. So I'm working with the National Breast Cancer Foundation, and our goal is to educate women about the importance of creating an early detection plan and sticking with it. So they have this great website that you can go to for resources, and it tells you all about it and helps you create this plan. It's mypinkplan.com. My mom is in remission right now, and actually I'm going to go see her tomorrow. I can't wait to see her. It's been so busy. I haven't seen her in like over 2 months.
Wow.
I need to see her. I need my mom fixed.
No, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I've had this hit very close to my family. My sister-in-law passed away a few years ago from breast cancer at a very young age, and her daughter, who was just 40, lost her fight for breast cancer. But I think both cases, it was a situation that it was not detected early enough.
Okay. Yes, you see, so that is the importance. You know, we have come so far. Our medical advances, our technological advances have taken us to a new place so that if you do detect it early, which you can do with monthly self-exams, those ones are so important. You check every month at home. If you do that as well as your mammograms, your survival rate goes up to 98%. So if you don't know how to do that and want to learn, mypinkplan.com has more information.
You know, there are people out there that don't have, unfortunately, and this is in the news, the insurance to do it. How do you get around that? Because I'm sure that there are women listening to our voices right now that say, I would like to do it, but I can't afford it. And money standing in the way of health is bad.
Well, you know what? The National Breast Cancer Foundation is actually committed to help women and provide mammograms for those in need. So if you go to this website, you'll be able to find out a lot more information and ways that you too can get your mammograms. It is important, and you're right about what you're talking about. If you go to mypinkplan.com, it'll direct you to all the places that you need to go that will be very helpful for this. We're trying to make it simpler for everybody so they can get the education that they need.
Carrie Ann, how do you do this in conjunction with everything else you do? I mean, you not only are, you know, very active in the area that we're talking about right now at the National Breast Cancer Foundation, but your duties on Dancing with the Stars is unbelievable. But you choreograph a ton of stuff. I don't know if people really know this, but, you know, you do American Idol, So You Think You Can Dance. You did the dance war with your buddy Bruno. You have, you know, done so many things. In fact, did you not just have a ballroom dance spectacular last year?
Yeah, actually, it's still playing in New York. For any of your listeners who are in New York, you should go check out Burn the Floor. It's a new Broadway dance extravaganza. So if you're not into the storylines that they have on Broadway, you can go see Burn the Floor, and it's a show that I've produced. I'm one of the producers on a huge creative team, and it's a huge honor to be working with them. And so if you like Dancing with the Stars and you like the ballroom dancing, you should go check out the show because it's so much fun. In fact, I'm going to go tonight, so I'm very excited.
Yeah. Wow. Now, motion picture, you've been in Showgirls, Flintstones, Monster Mash, a lot of stuff, Boys and Girls, and a former correspondent for Extra. You also do some work with a dear friend of mine, Lisa Gibbons, Memory Foundation for Alzheimer's.
Yes, I do a lot of work with as many foundations as I can where I can still make a difference, because if you do too many, you sort of lose quality control. Lisa Gibbons is one of the first people who actually reached out to me when I first came into Hollywood, and she asked me to work at one of her events, and I basically taught a class for all these patients with Alzheimer's and their caregivers, just to kind of give them a relief. So we basically just had a big old disco party.
Wow.
So it wasn't a lot of work, and that's why it's so easy for me to do.
Now, you were born and raised in Honolulu, okay?
Yes.
When you mentioned about visiting your mom, are you going to Hawaii, or is she in the States now? Oh, wait a minute, what am I saying? Is she in the States? Hawaii is a state.
She became a state.
Well, I got to get with it, man. I got to tell you. I remember when Arizona was first brought into the state.
No, you know what? My mom actually now lives in New York.
Okay.
I'm lucky. My dad still lives in Hawaii. I get to go back to Hawaii, and then I get to come here in New York and see my mom. I've got the best of both worlds.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yes.
That's great country out there, too. It really is. On Dancing with the Stars, do you ever make predictions beforehand, or would you just rather stay far away from predicting something that you might have to, let's say, eat crow later for?
Well, you know, it's so difficult to make predictions. I'm going to say that there are a lot of interesting people, though. This group of casting is very diverse and very eclectic. This is a long journey. Oftentimes, the performers don't win when it comes push comes to shove at the very end.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to see. An experience that I never would have had I not been, you know, granted the position of a judge on Dance with the Stars. So I'm very grateful.
You know, you are so diplomatic. It's unbelievable. You know, the bottom line is that I would never want to do what you're doing as a judge. I always say that judges have the toughest job. And the new host this year of Dancing with the Stars, of course, is Tyra Banks. The easiest job of all, right? Hey, hello, everybody, and goodbye, everybody, right? You are the difference between success and failure. I wouldn't want to be in that predicament. But you are so diplomatic, you ought to be in politics, you know.
Oh, no, no, thank you. I'll stay far away from that.
Well, let's give that website again, which is pretty cool, I think. MyPinkPlan.com. Go to that. Really, it involved periodic checks for breast cancer. And I really appreciate, Carrie Ann, what you're doing here. You're a classy lady, and send your mother my love, okay?
Well, thank you so much for letting me spread the word with you.
Carrie, you can come here anytime. You know
thank
that. You don't need an invitation.
Oh, big hug.
Okay. Feels good. Thanks, Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann and Abba from Dancing with the Stars, now in yet another season on ABC. And you know, Carrie, you and I have been talking about playing a Holly song for you for the past several years. Well, here's one you might recognize.
Warning. Lane. If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
This is USA News. President Trump spoke to supporters at the White House on Saturday afternoon, his first public event since being hospitalized with COVID-19 a little more than a week ago.
Well, thank you very much, and keep that enthusiasm going. Get out and vote. We got to vote. We got to vote these people into oblivion. Vote them into oblivion. Got to get rid of them.
One attendee to the event says what's important to him.
When illegals come into the community, they go straight to the black neighborhoods. They don't go into Georgetown, Beverly Hills, or places like that. We have to fight for those resources. So I think if we can really get a handle on illegal immigration, it will really help out the black community.
Meanwhile, Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden was campaigning in Erie, Pennsylvania Saturday.
But our farmers, just like our union members and anyone who actually does an honest day's work, see him and his promises for what they are.
USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's the USA and around the world on Armed Forces Radio, and I'm honored to have our next guest with us, a recipient of and four-time nominee for the Best Actor of Academy Award. Joining us right now is one talented man, John Voight. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm very good, and I'm very happy to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to tell you something, and before we talk about your latest effort, a couple of efforts that you got that you're out with right now, is that I go back to Midnight Cowboy with you. I had some very tough times going to college, and that movie and your part in that movie really got me through a tough period, and I have now the opportunity to thank you for that.
Oh, isn't that nice? I don't know how that happened, but that's nice to hear.
Well, I had lost my dad just the year before, and there was something about that movie that just made me feel like I wanted to go on.
Oh, boy. Isn't that interesting to say?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very moved by that.
Well,
Thank you, Ron.
And it's meant to be a compliment. It really is. Now, let's talk about this very controversial movie. It's called September Dawn, and you play the role now of the Mormon governor, Jacob Samuelson, who, under the orders of the Mormon leader, Brigham Young, slaughters a wagon train of 125 people from Arkansas and Missouri, both men, women, and children.
Yeah, but this is a documented event. Brigham Young was the governor. I play a bishop, and exactly the way you've described it is what the movie is about. It happened in 1857, September 11th.
Wow, isn't that an irony?
Yes, and of course it's about religious fanaticism, religion being used as a rationale for murder, the reason why I did it was because I thought it was a very, very pertinent story to tell at this time when we're facing religious fanaticism, which is we're facing a very hideous enemy that is almost incomprehensible.
Yes.
To us at this time.
Right.
In the country's history. And this gives us this little template of this activity 150 years ago, gives us an insight into how programming can produce this hideous, murderous behavior. When we look at these, mothers around this part of the world that we're dealing with, teaching their children hatred and having them grow up to strap bombs on their backs and walk into groups of innocent people to blow them up, or the situation with the doctors recently in London.
Yeah.
We cannot comprehend how a human being, especially a doctor, perhaps, who's gone through an educational system and is supposed to be concerned with all life and creates a hideous bomb that's going to incinerate 500 women in a club. This is it's almost incomprehensible. And we should know this enemy that we're dealing with is what the hideous roots are, so that we can learn the lesson of what's going to result from it. And of course, when I say all of this, what I'm really saying is we're in a war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a serious war. And it's a war that is not only a war of a physical war, it's a psychological war, it's a theocratic war, and it's being fought with propaganda. So it's very important that we know the truth and we see what this enemy is and we don't misrepresent it.
John, with this movie,
I'm saying a lot of things.
No.
Really, I've got a lot of thoughts on my mind, and really finally it all comes down to saying, really, the troops are protecting us. We should support the troops and our government. We should all unite in this cause. It's a very serious one, and I see there's a lot of distractions and people with partisan politics and people with people misusing the airwaves to divert from the serious situation we're in.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I look on TV at night, and I'm one of these news buffs that watch all of these shows, where everybody's a talking head, and mm-hmm. I think to myself, all the time and effort going into debating, it's like a criminal. They always say that if you take a criminal, and they spend a lot of time orchestrating a crime, and they put that time and effort into a legitimate business, that they would probably be more successful. It's the same thing here. We debate things for so long a period of time that if we put those efforts into something constructive, we might even be able to come up with a solution. And what's scary about this, and I think it's kind of portrayed in September Dawn, is that when you talk about this type of a slaughter, as, you know, really it was, it continues today. It's like we don't learn a lesson. I mean, it doesn't continue in Arkansas and Missouri with, you know, the Mormons crossing the territory there. But it is existing in some shape or form here in America and around the world today. We haven't learned anything.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we have to be focused. I think we have to be united. I think this is a very, very serious time.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to talk to you guys.
This has sparked a lot of controversy. I want everybody to know that this is probably one of the most widely distributed independent finance motion pictures in a long time, if not forever. But the controversy that it has sparked with the Mormon Church, do you think it does good for the people going to see this movie because they want to see what the controversy is all about? I mean, you don't really think of the Mormons of being this active as far as terrorism is concerned.
Well, let me say this. This has nothing to do with present-day Mormons and the church at this time. A lot of things have happened 150 years ago. 150 years ago, we believed in slavery, a large portion of this country. So, I mean, it's a different time. But it really is only meant... The controversy is, look, if we have something like this in our history, we must bring the truth to this chapter, to every chapter. We have to understand things as they go down so that we can make decisions in the present based on knowledge. And if we don't address them, then the horrors have a chance of recurring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the reason why this film is important to do at this time. But the Mormon Church has recently issued a response, the first time in 150 years they've addressed it in a serious way and agreed to taking responsibility to many things right up to the door of Brigham Young. And while they haven't crossed that threshold and admitted his activity and involvement, they've taken a big step.
It had to be a very satisfying thing for you to do something based on a historical event.
It's fun to do that because then you go into all of the background, you know, and you have the real stuff, and then you try to bring it forth to the audiences of today in an authentic way.
Yeah. Do you ever slow down, John?
Listen. There'll be plenty of time for me to slow down when I'm gone, you know. But
well, it shows your diversity, which has been the case throughout your entire career. And, John, you have no idea how nice it is to have you on the program today. And as we mentioned earlier, September Dawn, which, by the way, you can go to septemberdawn.net, and it stars probably one of the most prolific actors in our business today, John Voight.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Groups. First of all, thank you to the troops. A big, big thank you to the troops. There's a character in Transformers called Optimus Prime. And when I look at the movie, I look at Optimus Prime, and I think that these are the troops. These are the heroes of our present era. And we need to be deeply grateful. And they're great, and they're a great example of courage and character in the young people today. They're setting a very high standard, and they're the best ambassadors for this country. And part of the reason why this war is starting to change now, aside from the leadership, is the character of the young people and how it's affecting the decent people.
You know what we need, John? We need more people in the public eye like you to make that point come across.
Yeah, well, I hope that just by saying it, it will encourage others to do the same, because I know there's a lot of very, very smart people out there who understand the situation and are at least as eloquent as I.
Well, and I continue to support your opinion because I think it's one well taken and true. John, you're welcome back here anytime. I could talk to you for hours and hours. Please come back and join us again.
I would be delighted to do it. I look forward to it.
Thank you, my friend. John Voigt has been our very special guest. What a talent. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Ron.
And I'd like to remind everybody, you can check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We'll be right back.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live. And our next guest has done so many things in this business. He's earned himself 3 Emmy nominations and a Golden Globe nomination, and he's won 2 Emmys, the latest for the 62nd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards. Joining us right on our show, right, sound like it's Sullivan, is Bryan Cranston. Hi, Bryan, how are you?
That's a really, really big show today.
Right here on our stage, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, welcome to the show, and congratulations on all the success that you have garnered over the years. That's terrific.
Yeah, well, it's I'm living the life. I'm telling you, I'm so lucky. I thought Malcolm in the Middle was a well-written show, and it was, and it's had such a great 7 years on that, and Breaking Bad comes along, and I'm having a time of my life.
But, you know, you are seen on so many shows. It's unbelievable. I mean, you're Tim Watley, the dentist on Seinfeld.
Right.
You were on The King of Queens. You were the neighbor, right?
I was a crazy neighbor.
And then serious things, like I enjoyed your work portraying the honor of Buzz Aldrin from the Earth to the Moon.
Right.
Also Little Miss Sunshine on the big screen. But there was one thing that you did that I...
No,
it was good. It was great. It just touched a chord in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That thing you do. Okay, and you know why it touched a chord in my heart?
No.
Or do you care?
Well, the general consensus is basically that you're heartless, so this is interesting that...
That's a nice show. Bada-bing. But anyway, I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania, where that show originally was supposed to have taken place.
I see. It all comes clear now. That was a sweet film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And the radio station that they reference, I worked at for many, many years.
No kidding.
Yeah, in fact, I ended up selling a radio station that I owned that market to my old boss, and so it hit a lot of chords with me. It really did.
Back in the day, Ron, in Erie, Pennsylvania, did you develop like the radio voice, boss joy? Did you?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you do that for us?
You want me to do that for you right now?
A little taste.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can do that. Hi, everybody. Welcome into the show today. I'm Ronnie G, and it's 27 degrees outside, and here's the brand new one by Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. Hey! I haven't done that in 30-some years.
Those were the days, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Well,
you still got it.
It's like riding a bicycle. You never lose it. You know, I go out with a girl, you know, when you're a disc jockey. And I started when I was 14. You're sitting there having dinner or something at McDonald's or some fancy place. And they'll say, well, you don't sound like you do on the radio.
Right.
Well, what do you want me to say? It's 27 degrees outside. I mean, you know, I'm a regular person.
That's true.
But let's talk about you. Thank you for mentioning
that. Well, you know, it's funny. You did a great voice there, and I had an interview this morning with NPR. And, of course, you drop your register and you talk more serious and slow and low tone, you know, to fit that audience.
You did that. That is absolutely true. Because I had to do some things on the public broadcasting station when I was a disc jockey, and I'd go from that pace to... And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's raise some funds for public broadcasting.
Yeah,
the same thing.
Indeed.
Breaking Bad, what a huge show, and you did such a great job in it. 65 shows you did. That's terrific.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know, I mentioned in the introduction your versatility, and I really meant it. I mean, you really have the ability to switch in any role that you want to do, whether it's serious or whether it's comedic, and you were from a family of show business people, weren't you?
Yeah, my mom and dad met in an acting class back in the late 40s after the war.
Right, that's what they told you, Brian.
That's what they, That's an acting class?
What were you acting?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I never interrupt a guest. Very bad move.
And my dad, you know, was an actor for most of his early career, and then he just got tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very tough business where you have to feel very secure about what you're doing because there's long periods of unemployment. And so I was raised with that, and I guess that helped me to accept that this is a very up and down business. And so when you are working, you need to save your money like a church mouse. And I don't know how actually church mice save money.
In the rectory's cheese.
Yes, I don't know if so. But that's what you would have to do in order to sustain your lifestyle so that you can stay working as an actor.
It's funny about the general public, and I'm sure that you've run into this, is that when you have so much success on a show that now is syndicated, whether it be Malcolm in the Middle or Seinfeld mm-hmm. or The King of Queens, people think that you're still working.
Well, right.
You know, they think you're like Billy DeWolf from the old days. Busy,
right.
busy, you know. And
exactly.
You could be sitting home on a couch somewhere.
Yeah. It's a body of work that you've done in the past.
Right.
And this is my 30th year as a professional actor, so I've been around a little while.
And you're good. Now, I understand that an earlier interest that you had was in law enforcement.
Yeah, I went to college studying administration of justice. I was going to be a cop.
That's a tough business. Anybody thinks that's not...
Yeah, it is. I have utmost respect for the law enforcement community. In fact, I'm also a spokesperson for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Oh, good.
I go back to Washington, D.C. every year, and we honor these law enforcement personnel from all areas and in the true heroes who have literally saved children's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a treat to meet these guys and to realize that there's the true work of God.
Yeah, one night I had the opportunity of riding with a sheriff for like 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got home, I was exhausted because nobody knows what goes on at 3 o'clock in the morning. Brian, let's go back a few years to Breaking Bad. When you first saw that script, what did you think?
Yeah, when I first read the pilot script for Breaking Bad, it was so well written that alone was the impetus for me to get in there and meet with Vince Gilligan, who wrote it, and to see if I can get on board with this. When he told me what his plans were, I was shocked because this has never happened in the history of series television, and that is to start a character from the beginning of the series,
mm-hmm,
as one way, and through the course of justifiable occurrences, they completely change the character to another person.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
See the transformation of this milquetoast, sweet, kind of flabby high school chemistry teacher become a murderous drug kingpin.
Oh, I tell you, I never thought of it that way. It is a transition. I mean, it's a transformation, if you will.
It is.
I think you hit it right on the head. You also have a very resonant voice. Did you ever do radio work other than the NPR station?
No.
Because you have a good voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much.
I used to, when I was first starting as an actor, I used to do a lot of dubbing. So, Japanese anime would come in, or foreign films would come in, and they have a sale in the United States, but it would have to be in English, so we would dub them into English. I did, you know, there was a movie out called like Water for Chocolate from Mexico.
Sure.
I did the voice of the young hero.
Really?
In the English version, yeah, and things like that I would do.
That's very cool.
Yeah, cool.
Immediately, you know, somebody's going to be a good guest because, you know, you can have fun with them. They don't give you a yes, no answer, and I could have you on every week, so starting next week, our guest will be Bryan Cranston.
Thanks,
it is a reoccurring role.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. We'll be
Thanks
watching.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Good guy. I always enjoy when he is here. He can do very serious work and do very comedic work and be equally acceptable by the general public with both. Bryan Cranston, we invite you to check out our website, ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. When you get to the home page, there's an icon that says Listen Live and hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back with more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Zedgy today, but we have another hour to go. Want to thank my guests this first hour for joining us, and they include Ice-T from Dancing with the Stars, Carrie Ann Inaba, a great actor, John Voight, and an equally great actor, Bryan Cranston. Next hour, the president of Johnny Carson Productions, Jeff Sotcik, will be talking about some new developments with the Tonight Show with Johnny and Ed that are available to the general public. Then Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton will be talking to us. And later on in the hour, we're going to talk about how to improve your immune system with Dr. Taz Fajita. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Zedgy today.